Yeah, so a couple of things that are happening right now. Just Brett always kind of briefs me on what's happening in the outside world before I visit with you all. And so the announcement by the SEC yesterday is great news for BYU, following and coming off the heels of the ACC. And so exciting to be acknowledged. We consider ourselves a Power 5 opponent. And fun to have that now weigh into strength of schedule for really every major conference, and to be recognized at that level. So really excited about that. Also, our series that was just announced with Mississippi State, which is another, just coming off the heels of the SEC announcement, is cool, as well as being able to play them in October, starting in Provo. So we get home and home with a great SEC team, which I think was 11th and 12th last year. And man, if I'm saying what is the model and what I hope for, that's great to be able to get a caliber of team like that to play home and home. Other than that, a lot of players doing a really nice job at practice, and I don't think I've given Christian Stewart maybe enough attention. I'm not sure there's another quarterback in the country or another player that when their team is down for spring practice that they would just come out and practice with the team and make the commitment that he is. So I think that's phenomenal. Taysom threw the ball really, really, really well today. A ton of high school coaches here today, and positive, really positive feedback. It's always fun for me to see our program through the lens of those coming to Provo for the first time, and quite frankly, how impressed they are, which is really fun for me as a coach to hear, but also for our players. But I also think it's a great experience for families and coaches to come from other states and see maybe a different culture and different state, and with the beautiful mountains and everything else. And so it's really fun. In addition to Taysom, Mitch Matthews maybe is having the best spring of any receiver that I've coached since I've been at BYU. He's looking really, really strong. And then defensively, a story that I think is worth talking about now, and I wasn't sure at the beginning, but Eric Takanaka, the safety from Snow. So I wasn't sure at the beginning because he was making play after play after play, and it just keeps going. And so he's carving out a not really nice reputation for himself, and has been a real bright spot, and he can catch punts. So that just happens to be kind of icing on the cake. Really liked our practice today, probably the strongest practice of the spring. Maybe it was just moving inside. Maybe it was the the coaches being there, a little change of environment, whatever it was. We had a really, really strong practice today that I was excited about. So a lot of positive things today.
Is Takanaka playing primarily at cat? Or
we've played him at nickel, free, and cat, and nickel, free, and cat already. And so he's a 4.0 student. Fantastic social conduct to come in and be able to play him at three different positions in his first spring and now in eight practices. That's crazy. And so we're trying to find the best combination of guys. We're kind of now starting to work around him. He's going to be one of them, we think, and now who else?
Was there any shuffling needed to get Mississippi State on the schedule?
I don't remember. I don't think so. And it becomes a little bit hard to remember, but I think it started long enough ago, and with ESPN's help, I think it just worked really well. And when you see 16's schedule, 15 is a great schedule. When you see 16, I think you'll say it's every bit as good or better. And so, pretty exciting.
If you take out the Notre Dame games that may or may not happen, you've still got 37 P5 games scheduled into the future. I mean, that's a load, isn't it?
It's that's the direction I want to go. And so now, besides the approach that Tom and I are taking of scheduling those teams to now have the recognition by every major conference that BYU is a P5 team, a P5 caliber team, and wants to schedule, that's great news for everybody.
As far as that goes, does this change the view of independent viability moving forward? Because we've talked before about maybe needing to get in a conference.
It really doesn't. I think the advantage is scheduling. The disadvantage is revenue. And so the television contract in relation to being a member of one of those conferences is still not the same. And so it doesn't change it as far as I'm concerned. It makes it, it's nice to be recognized, and it's nice to have that acknowledgement. But as far as I'm concerned, I would still like to head in that direction.
The guys we saw punting out there today, will they be vying for the punting spot, or do you have
They will be vying, and others will be vying. How about that mystery and intrigue? Yeah.
Fall.
There could be one or two others that will be vying.
Speaking of mystery and intrigue, you kind of let the cat out of the bag that you were talking to Ole Miss about a series? Is that still on the table?
I'm not sure. Mystery and intrigue is the theme today.
And then Harvey Longy, is he in the same kind of boat as Manoa?
He is.
He is. He won't participate in the spring?
Mm-mm, not this spring. He'll be back with us in the fall, though.
How do you feel about,
yes.
How do you feel about place kicking between Sampson Edwards and if there's any mystery or intrigue candidates there?
Sampson is the incumbent. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the incumbent. He's good. And we like him. It'll be tough to beat him out. So I'm much more comfortable currently with place kicking than I am punting.
You talked about Eric. Sam Lee's been on this roster for years, but was dealing with. I've seen him out here in spring. What's his, he just seems to keep battling.
One injury after another, and he certainly gets a medal for resiliency, and he has a great attitude just right now. Trying to get him healthy has been the main challenge.
You talked about the coaches today. What's it like for the players to have that, an audience like they have today?
It's fun. I think it makes them feel special, and I think especially if their high school coaches come back, I think they want to please them and make them proud of them, and so I think it's nice. But it's also just fun to have, let's face it, part of the college football experience as maybe, regardless of whether we want to acknowledge it or not, is entertainment, and the guys – they like to work hard, but they also like to play in front of a crowd. And so when others come, I think they like that.
Do you like the Takinaka and Takitaki tongue twisters in the defense?
So Coach Holliday just calls them Tanaka. No one's had the heart yet to say it's Takinaka. And others just call them Naka. And so you can just ad-lib any way you'd like with that. But someone... I guess as I'm really working to establish better relationships with you guys, could someone reach out to Coach Holliday and actually tell him it's Takinaka, not just
Tanaka.
That would be really helpful.
As far as relationships with high school coaches, the brother of Utah's coach coaches at the high school that you probably recruit as much as anywhere from.
How about that? There ought to be a book about that.
I don't
huh?
mean a tactful way to ask this question. Does that bother you at all, or is it a factor?
I don't think so. If somehow that was orchestrated, kudos to Kyle for pulling that off somehow, but I don't think it is. And I think Kerry's doing a really nice job of being maybe as objective as he can be, being a brother to a coach of another school in state. And but he's treated us well and vice versa. So, yeah, but, man. You could probably write something about that. Just knowing us, maybe.
With the spring scrimmage a week from tonight, how well suited do you feel to put something on the field next week?
Oh, there'll be something on the field.
That's encouraging.
And who knows, it might even include members of the media in some kind of challenge. You just never know. It's Friday Night Lights, so don't be thinking just spring scrimmage. How about that?
Mystery.
Okay, really nice to visit with you guys.